Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. So now it's time for IP in the News. What's going on with IP in the News this week, Elizabeth?
Well, another case went to the Supreme Court. I mean, it's pretty amazing how many of these intellectual property things make it to the Supreme Court. Somebody wanted to take the name of a celebrity and put something snarky about them and make their name and the snarkiness into a trademarked phrase. And the Supreme Court said, no, not without that person's consent.
Yeah. I mean, the trademark law is pretty clear that you can't get a trademark on somebody else's name that's not yours without their consent. And so they were complaining that this is unconstitutional and it violates their free speech. It's not that you can't use their name. It's that you can't get a trademark on it. And so that's what got everybody all excited about it. And the Supreme Court decided unanimously this law that Congress passed is legit and shouldn't be overturned. So now we're turning to our guest to find out what you think about this. Gerard?
Yeah, I'm just kind of mind boggled by who has the time to try to trademark this and then follow the trail all the way to the Supreme Court, whatever the thing is. Like, you know, at a certain point, it's like, you know, you just kind of give up that ghost, right? But let's put some positivity out into the world and, you know, not call people names. I think that's what we all learned.
Remy?
I would not personally want other people going out there and trying to use my name in whatever way, shape, and form that it could possibly be.
Why would somebody take something like this and put it on a t-shirt and wear it?
What if the other person was in on it, though? It's like, well, you know, okay, like, well, it gets my name out there.
Then they would have got the trademark with that person.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I think if you want something to go viral, though, kind of the last thing you want to do is put a trademark on it. You want it to be out there. Mm. You don't want to restrict who can use it.
Well,
right?
They wanted to make the money off of it.
I guess the moral of the story is if you want to trademark somebody else's name, get their permission, right?
Yeah.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.